This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Groups of protesters hurled stones and Molotov cocktails and clashed with security forces near the Lebanese parliament on Wednesday as the nation marked 1 year since a horrific explosion at Beirut's port killed more than 200 people. The grim anniversary comes amid an unprecedented economic and financial meltdown and a political stalemate that has kept the country without a functioning government for a full year. Prayers and a memorial service took place later in the day, which was declared a national day of mourning. The explosion killed at least 214 people, according to official records, and injured and maimed thousands while devastating entire neighborhoods of the city. The head of the World Health Organization called Wednesday for a moratorium on administering booster shots of COVID-19 vaccines. At a news conference, WHO Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the world's primary industrialized nations must show leadership out of the coronavirus pandemic.
It's no understatement to say that the course of the pandemic depends on the leadership of the G20 countries.
WHO officials say the science is unproven about whether giving booster shots to people who have already received two vaccine doses is effective in preventing the spread of the virus. The UN Health Agency has repeatedly called for rich countries to do more to help improve access to vaccines in the developing world. Officials say lightning killed at least 16 people who were traveling to a wedding party in western Bangladesh and injured several others, including the groom. The group had just left a boat to take refuge because of a thunderstorm when lightning struck. This is VOA News. Fighting in Afghanistan's western and southern provinces continued Wednesday as the Taliban was trying to tighten its grip on major cities. U.S. and Afghan airstrikes hit Taliban targets overnight in southern Helmand province in an effort to dislodge the insurgents after they captured much of the provincial capital of Lashkargah. The UN and Human Rights Watch asked both sides to take care to prevent civilian casualties as the fighting rages on. After a night of heavy airstrikes, the defense ministry said Wednesday that the Taliban had suffered heavy losses in Lashkargah, though there was no immediate way to confirm that statement. A Taliban spokesman denied the losses. The Taliban have waged a fierce push over the past few months as U.S. and NATO forces complete their pullout from the war-torn country. A Polish diplomat says a plane carrying Belarusian sprinter Krystyna Szymanowska, who feared for her safety at home after criticizing her coaches on social media, has arrived in Warsaw. Deputy Foreign Minister Marcin Szczedach said that the 24-year-old athlete had arrived in the Polish capital Wednesday evening after flying all day from the Tokyo Olympics by way of Vienna. He said he wanted to thank all the Polish consular and diplomatic staff involved who flawlessly planned and secured her safe journey. Before leaving Japan, the 24-year-old Szymanowska said she hoped she could continue her running career, but that safety was her immediate priority. Her husband fled the country quickly this week when he realized that his wife would not be returning to Belarus. There was a North American sweep in the men's final of the 200 meters race in Tokyo. AP correspondent John Leatherby has more from the Olympics.
Canada's Andre de Grasse, who was the runner-up to Usain Bolt 5 years ago in Rio, ran to gold in a time of 19.62 seconds. The U.S. right behind de Grasse to capture silver and bronze. Kenny Bednarik with the silver in a time of 19.68 seconds.
But it was a tight race, and I got a personal best out of this race and, you know, a silver medal, and I'm just happy with my performance.
Noah Lyles, in his Olympic debut, claimed bronze in 19.74 seconds. On the track, Courtney Frerichs of the U.S. led until the final lap in the women's 3,000-meter steeplechase, finishing with the silver medal. U.S. women's basketball onto the semifinals after a 79-55 win over Australia. USA baseball into the Final Four following a 3-1 win over the Dominican Republic, and Richard Torres of the U.S. has advanced to the gold medal belt in boxing's super heavyweight division. I'm John Leatherby.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.